Hey guys, just a heads up. This podcast contains adult language and occasionally has adult themes. If you are under the age of 18, you need to click away. No, seriously, if you are a child or someone who's going to be judging me around the dinner table, you need to find another podcast. Thanks. Welcome to Panda Talks. I'm Panda.
And I'm Brady.
We're coming at you with just a little bit more energy tonight because it's the next day for us, but a week for all of you. So, for us, happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
Happy Father's Day to everyone else listening. It's belated for you, but current for us. How was your Father's Day, Brady?
It was good. I relaxed a bunch.
That's all you want out of life, truly. Yeah,
truly. I mean, it kind of sucks because our house is disheveled.
Oh my gosh. I'm having anxiety in this house right now. It is disgusting.
Yeah, we had a
it was a busy day.
We had a sick toddler on Friday night?
Yeah, Saturday morning.
Our one-year-old threw up. And so we brought her into our bed, which, for anybody that's parents, knows that doesn't really bode well for good sleep, especially if you don't have a king-size bed. And then that basically meant Saturday was unproductive. And then today was really productive. Unfortunately, none of it was at our house.
Yeah, it was like I said, a really busy day. Brady had his first day teaching the children at church. Boy, was that an experience. We had a new little kid. He was terrible. I don't like to talk religion. I don't focus on that. But I did, you know, I have to teach the children at my church, which is an awful mistake on, like, the authorities' part. I'm just some wackadoo who practices witchcraft. Like, let's just be honest. And they let me teach kids. They let me mold small minds, but I absolutely love it. I love them. Like, they're just happy. And they're just, like, love. Like, that's all they are. So I'm just happy to be around them. And I love getting to teach them. And it was Brady's first day today.
Yeah.
Then just running around between going to see his family and my family, wishing all the dads happy birthday.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day. but yeah, that was our day, and my house is gross, and, what's up?
I'm not rubbing against
the AC. Brady, we switched chairs, because I've been trying to sit on my yoga ball to strengthen my abs and improve my back. And yeah, we have a couple things to talk about today, Brady.
Okay.
It's our kickback casual show, but two things are going to happen. One, you shared a conspiracy theory with me on TikTok. I thought we could kind of discuss. Please don't come after us, government. We want to live. We don't suspect you. We love you. There is no war in Ba Sing Se. And two,
it's pronounced Boston.
Get fucked. Okay, I need to watch my potty mouth because, two, I've been wanting to do a tarot reading for a minute on a certain topic. I'm not going to share it with you, but I thought maybe I should do it live on the podcast. That might be fun. Or it could go horribly wrong and my answers could be really altered because it's live on the podcast. I don't know. We'll find out. But I'm going to do an ancestral spread because I have a question for the other side, my guardians, who I believe are my family, because who better to watch you than your own blood? So I'm doing a spread for them, and so I'm really embarrassed that my house is disgusting. I would not invite anyone over right now. So Brady, let's watch our potty mouths and let's not fart because I'm going to be inviting some dead relatives in.
I think I'm going to bed. This is
getting way off. I don't think you've ever watched me do tarot. I know you were like,
it makes super me very uncomfortable.
Do you not like me doing tarot?
Mm-mm.
Really?
Not even a little bit.
But you let me do it.
I know, but it is what it is. You let me drink Mountain Dew.
I didn't know you didn't like me doing it.
No,
I asked you if I could get the cards. I got permission from you.
I don't care. I'm heavily on the fence about, I'm going to say like 80% of supernatural things.
No, and that's fine. And that's actually why I decided to do my reading along with conspiracy, because they both have a common theme. Because I'm not going to tell people what I'm asking, but I have been having a question. Something happened. I have been receiving signs lately. But at what point is it just coincidence? And at what point is it a legitimate sign? And because I feel like that analogy you love to give with the guys drowning and praying to God for help, and then a guy comes along and says, hey, let me help you. And he says, no. I prayed to God. God's going to save me. And then a few minutes later, another guy comes and says, hey, let me save you. And the guy says, no, I prayed to God. He has it handled. And then he dies and goes to heaven and says, why didn't you save me? I prayed. And God's like, what are you talking about? I sent two guys. Like, I get signs, but I'm like, okay, is this legit a sign? Or is this me just being a crazy person saying, oh, it's a sign? But really, it's just mere coincidence. And same with conspiracy theories. At what point is this, yeah, legit, the government's out to get us? And at what point is it like, hey, this is just coincidence?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Now that that's all set up, Brady, behind you, somewhere in that mess of a kitchen, is the box of my tarot cards come in, and there's a little book. If you just bring me the whole box, I'll get the little book. And while you do that, I'm going to explain my tarot setup just for anyone that's interested. Six cards, it goes from left to right, 1, 2, underneath them is 3, and then off to the side next to 2 is 4, 5, underneath 6, if that setup makes sense. My altar I have happening is I have my incense, I've yet to light, I have blessed that to just receive answers for the questions I have. I have, my moonstone, my angelite, and a cute little geode. He just seemed like he wanted to come out and play. My rose quartz around my neck. It's my personal crystal I wear everywhere. I have my rose quartz crystal ball and my little Ganesh deity. I accidentally knocked him over, so I hope he's not pissed off at me. My pen just moved. Could have been anything, but it just moved. It just rolled.
I may
rolled.
Have bumped the table. I don't know.
It just rolled. Okay, maybe you bumped the table, but it rolled. Anyways. So that's my setup. I charged my cards today in the sun, and whoo, holding on to these babies. You can feel that electrifying. So, gonna go ahead and light my incense to get the energy going, get the mood right. We might have to turn off the ceiling fan. Anyways, Brady.
Yeah.
While I am doing this, do you want to tell everyone about our conspiracy theory? It's not a new one. It's one
No.
that I have definitely heard as a youth.
So, the one I think we're talking about, because I did send you two, is it the money one?
Yes.
So,
I mean, I just spent how long on the couch trying to research for this, and you're asking?
Well, I couldn't remember what the other one was, so I was trying to think of it.
I can't remember what the other one on is.
Yeah, it was from the I came here to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubblegum. We gotta find that movie and watch it.
What movie is it?
It's called They Live.
Oh, okay. See, I was thinking it was, They Point at You and Scream.
The Body Snatchers?
Yeah, I was thinking it was Body Snatchers, but I was kind of watching it quietly because we have children.
I don't think I've ever actually seen that movie all the way through. I've seen bits and pieces of it on TV, and basically, like, this one's interesting. We're not going to stick on it long. I'll just give you the premise. So,
I'm just knocking on my cards.
Anyways,
sorry, this is how we do it.
Rowdy Roddy Piper gets these sunglasses, and when he puts the sunglasses on, it shows the true form of things, So he looks at like a billboard, and what it really says is obey. And then he looks at money and it says, this is your God now. Stuff like that. So it's basically like, just basically saying like, oh, all this stuff is fake or being manipulated or whatever. But that's not it. So the one we're covering today is, the first time I heard this, I was in the 7th grade. 8th grade. I was in the 8th grade. Which was 2002. So, basically, most people know where this is going. If you take a $5 bill, fold it in half, and then you fold it a certain way, like you can, I'm sure you can look it up. I'm not going to explain it because it's kind of hard to explain.
You just fold it kind of like an arrow.
It, supposedly on the $5 bill, it'll show the Twin Towers. And then I think he did 10. Maybe he skipped to 20.
No, he did 5, 10, 20, 50, 100.
So 5, 10, 20, 50, 100. And basically, if you fold all of them the same way, it's supposed to show the different stages. So first one is like, okay, here are the Twin Towers. The second stage is like, they're on fire. Third stage is the fire spreading. Fourth stage is like, the one is falling. And then the last one is like, they're both falling and all that's left is like smoke. And so that one, that's basically the premise, is like, they hid this on the dollar bills in front of us. And there was one on the $1 bill, but it didn't really have anything to do with the Twin Towers. It was basically, it had everything to do with the Illuminati. It was like supposedly like the Illuminati symbol, because on the dollar bill, everybody knows there's the all-seeing eye, which is the big Illuminati symbol. But if you fold it a certain way, it actually makes the Illuminati symbol, is what this person was saying. So we're just kind of basically going to delve into that and see, like, could that actually be accurate? Were they really planning something clear back? Because I don't know if it does it on the old bills. I know that most of them are the newer bills, not the newest incarnation of, like, the $100 bill where it's, like, the three different colors.
So something cool just happened. So as I flip my cards, I have my moonstone top center. And then I set my cards out. And then my number two card, I flipped it, and it's touching my moonstone. And guess what card it is? You don't need a guess because you can see it. It's the moon card. So, is that a coincidence or is this a sign? Pulling it all back together. This is a Friday episode, so we get to bounce back and forth like that. There's no rhyme or reason to this episode. We're just hanging out. I'm doing a tarot reading. This is exciting. I don't know. Maybe we should just... First half, conspiracy, second half... McCage, you're our feedback. How's this episode going? What's funny is I asked that and he's going to text me and just be like, it's shit or something. McCade's awesome. He texts me immediately. So that happened. And I wanted to share because that's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you still not like tarot?
I know. If it's of the devil, then I'm not a fan.
I don't think it's of the devil. I mean, I don't invite him in. I knock on my cards 7 times because that's the number for angels.
I counted 6 plus 1.
You're such a bungie booster.
But yeah, I'm done explaining.
I was listening.
I know, but now it's your turn. I don't know what else you wanted to talk about. So I'm.
Well, okay, so here's my thing. And this is what I tried to do research on the couch. But like, I was explaining to Brady, I feel like an idiot. Like, I don't know how to do research because it's like I have in my head what I want. And then when I don't find it immediately, I'm like, well, what the hell am I supposed to do? And that's stupid. But like, so I was looking, trying to find like the evolution of like our currency, because my burning question is, I'm not trying to disprove this gentleman and his claim or this conspiracy that's been out there, because it very well could be true. But the question running through my head is, like, how long has our $5, $10, $20, $50, and $100 bill looked this way? Because if it was like, because I know they're always changing it. They've changed it very currently, but it's always had the president one side, the White House on the other side, or has it always been various buildings?
I don't know.
If I had $100, if I had anything over a 20, heck, I don't even think I have 20 in cash on me, I could tell you, but I'm pretty sure it's like, it's some sort of building on the other side. So this gentleman, as he was explaining it, is like, as you go, like, you start the $5 bill and it looks like the Twin Towers, and it looks like they've just been crashing. As you progress up to the 100, they're like burning and then smoke clears and then there's, you know, just like nothing there. Is how he explains it. And if you flip it the other way, it looks like the Pentagon, which is how you have to say that word. You have to.
So what this is showing is one is all-seeing eye and the eagle, whatever. Five is the Lincoln Memorial. 10 is the Capitol? Where's Congress meet?
Capitol building?
Capitol building. 20 is the White House. And 100 looks like, I'm guessing, Philadelphia?
Maybe I'm thinking of the Dine, but I feel like one of them has the Jefferson Memorial on it. Maybe that's like a coin, though?
What's the Jefferson Memorial?
Oh, it's beautiful. It is one of my favorite buildings, historical sites that I saw in DC. Monuments. Okay, there's the Lincoln.
Oh, it's the U.S. Treasury.
Okay. Then the White House. And then I don't know what that is. But anyways.
That one is Independence Hall.
Okay, so my question is, because if it is a conspiracy and they've been planning this, I don't know, just because the whole 9/11 conspiracy is that they planned an attack on the U.S. to like set up the war against the Middle East. And there's a lot to this, and I'm not going to get into it, but just in my mind, if that's how it went, then to me it's like, hey, we need to stage an attack. Oh, well, let's just hit the World Trade Center buildings and the Pentagon. Like, you know. But, like, I don't, like, and then this guy with the dollar bills, it's almost like, well, they've had a planet for X amount of time. So that's, like, were we always planning on bringing down the tower since the earliest I could find, the dollar bill's not changed since the 60s. So let's just use that as a point of reference. Have we been planning this since the 60s? Which, were we always, like, in 2001, we're going to knock down the Trade Center buildings? Or has it been, like, since the 60s, at some point we're going to knock them down and blame the Middle East? That's my biggest question. So that's why I wanted to do research. That's why I wanted to, when were the dollars made? Because if it was any time within the past, like, I don't know, 20, I'll say even like 50 years, I'm going to say, yeah, okay, definitely there's something there. But if it's anything like, it's looked like this since like the early 1900s, like it's been 100 years, I'm gonna call bullshit. Oh, and then also he folded the 20 and then flipped it upside down. He's like, why is his forehead so big? Oh, it's the bill 2020. And if you flip it upside down, he looks like he's wearing a mask in the year 2020. And that one, I'm like, okay, but again, since they put, I believe it's Andrew Jackson on the bill, I could be wrong. But since they put him on the bill, they've always been planning, like, a big pandemic since whenever that started. Or since whenever they gave him a bigger forehead. I don't know. So that was just my question and why I wanted to look up when were these... How long has it looked the way it's looked? Basically. Do you get what I'm saying?
I do.
Okay. Cool. Anything to add? You did some research on your phone. Did you find anything?
No, I was just looking at the money and seeing basically what The difference is, and I was trying to look and see if there was like the old notes too. The old, they kept calling them bank notes instead of dollars, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that makes sense, bank notes. But it's kind of like, I don't know. They don't show much of the old money. It's like all the newer stuff. And if they do show the old stuff, it's like never the back.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's, if there is a reason behind that. I guess there's the old, an old 50. It looks similar, but it looks like a, it's just like an updated version of the Capitol. So the 50 had the Capitol. And then the other ones, it's not really showing me too much. But I don't probably like for counterfeiting reasons, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't. There's the old $10 bill, and it's got the treasury from a, like a diagonal shot instead of straight on, like everything else is straight on. So it could be. But I don't know. Were you able to find when they switched to like the newer 510s?
All I could find, and it was hard for me to even find, was the $1 bill. And the only thing I could find on the $1 bill is it's not changed its look since the 60s. So that's why I'm just saying, like, let's just use that as a point of reference. Let's just say, like, and I know they're like constantly updating them, but I'm just saying the iconic dollar that we know today when we think of dollar has looked like that since the 60s. And before that, it looked, I'm going to say, foreign. So I don't know when the rest fell in line, but that's why I'm like, maybe we should just use 60s as a point of reference. And what happened in the 60s? Who was president in the 60s? Was Reagan was 70s. Who was before Reagan?
Was it Nixon? When was
Nixon? I'm just kidding. I met Nixon. Nixon was in the 70s. Who was before Nixon? And I only know that because of the movie Dick.
I have no idea.
And that's a movie that's been brought up so much around me lately. I'm just like, what is happening?
It doesn't... I tried looking up when it changed, but all that it wants to talk about is how Harriet Tubman's going to be the new $10 bill.
Oh, that would be cool.
But that was announced like in 2016, and it's now 2021, so...
Well...
I don't know.
We'll hold out, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe... I'll keep looking at this, but... Uh-oh. I don't know. What?
Well, while you look at that, let's get into my tarot reading, okay?
Okay.
All right, so the way this spread is laid out... Like I said, there's 6 cards. The first card is to symbolize which ancestors are with me today. So I don't know if that means like in this session, which if they are, I apologize for this house. It does look like this. I'm not going to try and lie, but I try not to make it look this bad. Number 2 is how they play a role in my current life. 3, what ancestral gift should I call on this time? 4, how can I mature my relationship with my ancestors? 5, how can I honor my ancestors? And 6, what message do they have for me today? So I got Wheel of Fortune flipped, reversed, and my book is very, I don't know, but reversed, it's negative phase, bad luck, lack of control. So I'm not sure who's with us. If this is an ancestor, that's not clear to me. I'm not sure which ancestor is like had bad luck or like a lack of control. I'm gonna have to ponder on that one for a minute, but yeah, that's just where I'm at. Number 2, I got the moon. Let me look up the moon, mysterious dreams, foreboding. So how they play a role in my current life, mysterious dream, mysterious dreams foreboding. Kind of getting a little into that. I can kind of see, something there. Okay, number three, I got the Page of Wands. Please excuse me while I look it up. He's not on here. I'll have to look it up in my book. But yeah. So that's what I got so far. Yeah. How do you pronounce this word?
The Hierophant.
The Hierophant. Well, I got the Hierophant reversed as number four. Number five is Three of Wands reversed, and six is Ten of Cups. Ten of Cups looks pretty good. I'm actually having pretty good vibes with Ten of Cups, but we'll get there. But I'm gonna look up Page of Wands real quick. And I just have to huge disclaimer, I'm not good with reading tarot cards. How I was taught was by my really good friend. Oh, I don't know if I should give her a shout out because I think she wants to remain anonymous because she's like not on any social media. But I worked up on Brian Head with this really wonderful woman. I miss you. Please contact me. My number's not changed. Anyways. And she taught me how to read tarot, and the way she explained it is, like, you can look up the symbolization of the cards, but a big part of it is, what do you pick up from the cards? So any professional tarot readers out there, if you want to come at me and tell me I'm doing it wrong, this is just how I was taught. Before she even, like, revealed what the cards meant when she gave me my first tarot reading, where she's like, what do you, like, you know, what question do you have? I didn't have to necessarily say it to her. But she would show me and be like, okay, with this card, what do you notice? What do you feel? This, that, and the other. And, like, things you pick up, what sticks out to you with this card. And at the same time, I was also learning how to read tea leaves. And that's kind of the same. It's just, like, what symbols do you see? And, like, what do you think that means to you? And then she'd go through and be like, okay, well, this means this, but since you see this, X, Y, Z, if that makes sense. So, disclaimer, not a professional tarot reader. In fact, I hardly touch my cards unless I have a burning question, or they, like, this sounds weird, but they call me. And that has happened a few times, and that is where my faith in the card lies, is those few times when, like, I have this inkling of, I have to read my cards. So I finally go through and do it. And then it, like, gives me a list. And then, like, that happens. And then I'm just like, oh, wow, holy shit. It's happened at least twice. Oh, sorry, am I yelling?
No, you just swore.
Oh, shoot. Well, I don't know who's here. Obviously not a good relative. Do you think it's someone from my dad's side?
I don't know.
I disowned them, so I don't think anyone from my dad's side would be here with me. I had a hope of who would come, but I don't think he'd see me. I think he's mad at me, but, and then I also had, like, a few others I thought would come, but I don't know. I'm gonna have to ponder that one, but I'm getting a lot from the moon right now, and the fact that it's touching my moonstone is also, like, a big symbol for me, so that's awesome. But, should I hurry and look up the rest of these symbols and their meanings on our commercial break?
Yeah.
Okay. We can wrap this up with us a little, well, I guess not wrap it up because we're back from commercial break, but a little bit more, wrap up my tarot card session, I guess. And then we can tie it all together with a big bow with a whole, is this cap or trash? Is that how the phrase goes? I can't remember. Will you close that window behind you? I should have asked you before, but it's just like, not. I don't like windows, especially at night. They freak me out. I guess I should say I like them in the day. They let in the sun, but at night they're just creepy. All right, so going through my tarot spread, my first one, the Wheel of Fortune reversed represents negative phase, bad luck, lack of charm. And as you remember, that is who, which relative is here with me today? Should I say which one? I'm just going to say it's a grandmother. A grandmother comes to mind. Not 100% sure. Me and Brady were talking off air. We'll get to that in a second. Let me just, like, power through this. And then we're going to talk about, is this bullshit or real, okay? And open thoughts. And honestly, Brady, you can tell me you think I'm a crazy ass. That's fine. I think I'm a crazy ass. But I just want to know how you really think of me. Don't bottle it up. That's not good, bro. He's nodding. So great for conversation. Number two. I got the moon, and it's touching my moonstone, and this represents mysteries, dreams, foreboding, and going back to my notes, number two card represents how they play a role in my current life. To me, this means that they warn me of things, good and bad, and they can come and alter my dreams, which I have a lot of dreams. A lot of cool things have happened through dreams. I don't know if I should get into them, but you know of them, Brady. But like, so to me, this means that like my family, like they reach out to like, hey, you know, something's gonna happen. Here's a dream, or here's a card reading, or something. Like they kind of tap into like my intuition and my dream state. So to me, this corresponds. Number one's kind of iffy. Number two, like this really, and I don't know, maybe I'm just swayed by the fact that it's hitting my moonstone. And the face on the card kind of looks like my grandmother, just a tiny bit. But this one's hitting hard with me. This one I'm feeling good about. As with number three, Page of Wands represents faithful messenger, favorable testimony, and family intelligence. And with our ancestral spread, number three is, what ancestral gifts should I call on at this time? So for me, that means ask my family for help, where I know what I'm dealing with. I was planning on doing this anyway, hence this reading. But I was going to ask my ancestors for help in this next little bit anyway. So this, again, for me, correlates. Number four is, how can I mature my relationship with my family? I got, we cannot pronounce it, the Hierophant, and it's reversed. So reversed means misconception, hypocrisy, blind faith. And I don't know about all of that, but blind faith really sticks out to me. And this is something that regarding this, you know, particular question, and then just like our house in general, like trying to get it, just I've just really had to like surrender myself to like the fate, to, you know, just like whatever happens, happens. I just know I'm going to get taken care of. I just know that in my heart of hearts. So to me, it's a little bit not as hit hardy as two and three, but a little bit more like this correlates better than number one. To me, I just need to just believe. I just need to have faith, and I just need to know that it will all work out no matter what happens. Number five is, how can I honor my ancestors? I got the Three of Wands reversed. It's the end of troubles and suspension. I don't know how this correlates with honoring them. I'm going to have to ponder that, because some things come to mind, like maybe more relax, maybe take better care of myself and my family, because I'm sure they don't like when I'm a stressed out mom, because then I'm mean to my kids. Like, I don't think that makes them happy, but I don't know if that's... So this one, five... So far, five and one are the ones that I'm like, okay, I don't know how to make a correlation here. And four's kind of on that fence. But so I'm going to ponder five a little bit more. But so far, that's what I'm picking up. And six, I got Cups. This is the message they want for me. I am feeling so good about Cups. I want to keep this card in my journal so I can look back at it at all times. But I need it in my tarot deck. So I will just have to put it to heart. But to explain the card, there's a rainbow with 10 cups in the air. husband and wife looking out over a homescape, like, revelating in the, like, they're putting their arms up in celebration while the other arms around their spouse. And there's two kids dancing in the corner, and there's, like, their little homescape in the back. So this card represents, contentment, repose of the eternal heart, and perfection of that state. So to me, this card just is saying we are going to have a happy life, we're going to have a happy home, and we're going to have a happy family, and we are on that path, which this kind of answers like two of my burning questions right now. It doesn't give me the like exact answer I was looking for, but I didn't expect that, but it like, it does just kind of, I guess I've had this thought in my mind a while now, and it's like the one I brought up, which is like, it's just gonna work out. I don't know how it's gonna work out, but I just need to just believe that it's gonna work out. So to me, that's what six means. So 2, 3, and 6 are for sure like I'm feeling good about. The rest I'm kind of eh. So any professional tarot readers out there wanna like tell me I just predicted my own death or something, like let me hear it. But you know, this is what I gathered. And also, if my friend who taught me how to read tarot is listening, please message me. I miss you. That's all I have to say on that. Okay, so let's wrap this up with a big bow and correlate it to the conspiracy theory we kind of talked about. Brady.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on both the conspiracy and my card reading? Is this bullshit, or do you see some similarities in here? And you can call me a crazy ass. I'm not divorcing you at this point. We have kids. I can't do that to them.
I think I'm going to stick to my prior answer. I don't know if this is legit or not, but to me, I think both things kind of fall under you want to find something, so you're going to find something. Or you're looking for like a match, and so you're going to find a match. It's like something you don't know, because a lot of people are looking for something and they don't realize it until it happens, and then they start to notice it every time it happens. Like we've said with the cars, and I've known several people that they find gifts that their dead relatives leave. Like, oh, my grandma is leaving me, insert whatever here. I think my mom...
Your mom does spare change.
Yeah, my mom's was...
Spare change?
It was dimes specifically.
Oh.
So she would just find dimes around the house, and so every time she found a dime, she would think it was her grandma.
Do you know the story behind that, or you just... That's
no,
just what you grew up
that's
with.
Just, that's just what I grew up with. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it or if it's just her noticing. Because I find a lot of spare change, but I've never thought, oh, it's my grandma. It's my grandma.
Well, I thought it was just spare change in general. So I've been thinking it's your grandma this whole time. But now I know I'm crazy and it's dimes specifically.
I mean, it could be. I have no idea. That's just what I thought.
I do find a lot of dimes in the house.
And I don't have... I'm notorious for not having the best memory. Like, I remember everything, but I remember everything the way that I saw it. probably not the way that it actually happened, but the way that it happened to me is how I remember it. So I don't know, like, but I'm the kind of person that I've never had that type of experience. It's like, same thing I said earlier with mediums. There very well could be mediums out there that are legit, like... I can come up to you out of nowhere and be like, hey, you need to do this. You
yeah.
Know? It's like somebody like, oh, I'm worried about my family member, or they weren't, and somebody's like, hey, you need to go call your mom. And then they go call their mom, and then, you know, an hour later their mom has a freak accident and dies. And so if they wouldn't have called them, or if that crazy person off the street wouldn't have said, hey, call your mom, they wouldn't have had one more chance to talk to them.
Yeah.
So I'm like, those... are truly mind-boggling to me. Like, that's... Like, I was listening to Darkness Radio a couple weeks ago, and they were talking about their... One of their friends just died that was a medium. And they called him...
That was a good story.
They called him on the phone because somebody had taken a group of special needs children to a theme park. One of the children went missing. So this person called another person saying, do you think we would have any way to find this kid? And they're like, yeah, let me call this guy. And so they called Dave, the host of the show, and they're like, do you think you could have a psychic friend try to find this kid? And I'm like, that's a weird thing for me. Like, if somebody asked me that, I'd be like, what did you call the cops? Like, why are we looking for a psychic? And he's like, let me check. And so he called a bunch of his friends and none of them answered. And then this one dude answered and he's like, well, it's not really my gig, but I'll try it. And then he's like, pauses for a minute. He's like, this kid is outside the gate in this gift shop.
I think he just said some sort of shop right outside.
Yeah, he's in a shop right outside the front gate with two adults. And then then Dave from Darkness Radio calls his friend back, who then calls the person in charge of the kids. And then come to find out, it was exactly like the guy said. The missing child was outside of the gate in a shop with two adults waiting for somebody to come and pick them up. I was like, that is crazy. Like, that kind of story makes you go, holy shit. Like, or holy crap. Sorry. Makes you go, dang, maybe there's more to this than I could, than, you know, what meets my eye. But then again, we watch like Penn and Teller on their show BS, where they basically,
yeah, it's fine. Go ahead and swear. Debunking. If it's the grandma I'm thinking of, I don't know. She's either going to be offended or she's just going to laugh. This is the grandma that said, Rosie O'Donnell has it right. If I could do it again, I'd be a lesbian. This is that grandma, so.
But, so in Penn and Teller's show Bullshit, they basically did a whole episode where they debunked psychics. Like, they had their friends come in who were basically trained to read people, and they had friends in the audience that they didn't know they were working with them. And so these people in the audience were like talking to the people next to them, and then they went back and told the psychics, I'm using air quotes, and then that person's like, hey, did somebody hear's dad just pass away? And the guy's like, oh yeah, me. He's like, is your dad named Jim? Yeah, that's my dad. Get on up here. And I was like, that guy totally thought it was a complete psychic experience, but he told somebody in the audience who happened to be working with the guy. And so I'm like, shows like that make me question psychics, but then I hear those other stories and I'm like, well, maybe there's... So I'm not going to say, like, there's no... Because I would like... Personally, I think there's magic in the world. I think that there's things that we can't understand. And I think I kind of have to be that way, especially if I want to call myself a Christian. Because if you're Christian, you have to believe that God's son
came
down. Wait,
your name's Christian?
Did all this crazy stuff. No, I would get... No, I'm not going to make that joke.
Yeah, don't make that joke.
But I have to believe that all these crazy things actually happened to an extent, you know? Like, maybe they're not exactly as they're written down in the book, but pretty close, you know? Maybe there's a couple embellishments. But at the same time, I'm like, all right, well, why would I believe that this dude came down, suffered for our sins, got killed, came back to life, but I can't believe that somebody on Earth right now can, you know, see wavelengths and stuff that I don't understand? How could, like... Somebody walking down the street is like, oh, I can see your aura. Like, I can, you know, that.
I used to be really good at seeing auras, but I'm not so good anymore.
Well, like, in a psychic aspect, I'm like, that seems like the easiest thing in the world. Because you're just walking, you see somebody, and I mean.
Yeah, when I started, I call it my spiritual journey, even though that sounds stupid, but I don't really know what else to call it. But for me, it started with auras. It started with trying to see my own aura, and then I got super good at it. I used to be able to see yours. It was a dark blue, like a little white outline, and like a darker as it went in, almost had like gray shooting out. But you know, since I'm gonna blame Spanish for our first apartment was so freaking horrible, I've slowly since then have tried to shut down my third eye because I just don't want to invite things in around my daughters, and also I don't really have time to practice mentally opening myself up and then mentally shutting myself down. I don't got time for that stuff. So I used to be like so good at seeing things, and now I'm just like, I still see things, but not as well as I used to. But yeah, it started with auras for me. That's definitely like where it started, was me concentrating on
others. I guess my short answer that was extremely long.
10 minutes, 15 minutes long.
I believe that this could very well be 100% accurate, but I don't know if I 100% am like, yeah, it's, or maybe it's like, there's somebody out there that could do it 100% accurate, but since you don't, you're not like a pro at it, maybe it's not so accurate for you.
Okay.
But
what would it take for you to believe in a tarot reading?
I have no idea.
Or even your wife's psychic
abilities. I don't even
know
what a tarot reading's for.
So, historically, you look back on tarot cards and you go to the gypsies. Which also, by the P.S. and by the way, me being into all this witchcrafty stuff, I've always done. And then I found out about my family being gypsies, which I just thought was so cool, so romantic. Not really, I know they suffered a lot. But the idea of like being a nomad and traveling, that's romantic, not the, you know, other stuff. So I just thought that was cool. I was like, wow, it's really in my blood. And then kind of looking back on like some traditions that were passed down from like my great grandmother and stuff, I'm like, holy shit, this is witchcraft. Like what they are doing, witches practice. So I think we are witches, but we converted. So we're not witches, but we still like practice those things, you know, like
mm-hmm.
That's off topic. But you think back to like the travelers. And they did the tarot readings and the fortune telling. So I think historically it's supposed to, like, it's looked at through the lens of predicting one's future, which I 100% don't agree with. And that's not my practice, and that's not what I want to do with it, because I think the future's not written in stone. I don't know. And that's where like Christianity and like our beliefs or whatever, like, it kind of gets weird
mm-hmm.
there and contradictory, but I think you can alter your future. I don't think it has to be a certain way. But I like to look at it as a time of comfort, or like, hey, I have a question. Like I said, like I told Brady off air what this question was about, and it's something that like I have anxiety about. And I don't know if I'm making the right decision or not. So I just want a little confirmation. So when I do it, I talk to my spirit guides or my ancestors. I'm like, am I doing good? Should I proceed or should I quit? Like, what would be the best choice for my family? Not that I want my future read, but just I just want some comfort. But I'm like this with living people. You know, whenever I have to make a decision, I talk to everyone. Do you think this is a good idea? Can you help me out with this? You know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I look at it, and that's how I do my tarot reading, is that. But I was going to say, should I share my last time my cards called to me? Woo, mystic voice.
Well, that sounds like Satan.
Well, do you want to hear that story? Would that, like, help, like, with your beliefs?
I don't know. Like, I guess I'm cynical at this point, because I'm like, listening to you talk about your cards now, I'm like, 90% of that is up for interpretation.
Okay.
So I don't know. I don't know if I'll ever 100% believe in tarot cards unless something crazy happens and I'm like, oh man, that was actually 100% accurate.
I'm going to make the bold decision to not go dig up my old journal where I've written this down, because it's late. I don't want to wake up my kids. And, you know, we got like 10 minutes left of this podcast. Let's just power through. But sometime last year, in February, March, I kept getting this inkling, I have to read my cards. I have to read my cards. This has happened a couple times. I want to say like two times, one time before. I can't remember, but this has happened before. So I sit down, I do a tarot spread, I do my reading, and I'm a little freaked out because from what I can interpret from my cards, it's telling me that like something is going to happen, something big, something life-altering, There's going to be a death involved, and if you keep like a sunny disposition, if you stay happy, like you're gonna get through it. It's gonna be okay, but you gotta stay positive through this trial that's about to happen to you. I was freaking out because our marriage had finally started getting good after the shit show it was in that whole depression, postpartum resentment period. So in my mind, I was freaking out that you were gonna die. I remember Marco Poloing my best friend and just in tears, like saying that this just happened and I'm afraid Brady's gonna die. Like, I legit thought that, like, cause I'm like, our marriage is finally good. Like, he's gonna leave me, like, this big tragedy. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I don't know how I'm gonna support my family, you know, whatever. 2 weeks later, the pandemic hits the States and we're starting to shut down bit by bit by bit. And it's just a couple weeks, just a couple weeks, just a couple months, just a couple months. And it was honestly like a couple weeks into the pandemic when I remembered my reading and I went, holy shit, this really fits perfectly with what I just read. A lot of death involved. You know, big tragedy, big life-altering event. And honestly, like, the pandemic was not bad for us. And I tried to keep a positive outlook on it the whole time. I know it sucked, but, like, I don't think either of us really complained too much about it. Like, I think the most we got was like, okay, I'm ready for this to be over. But for the most part, we really tried to stay positive and happy and tried to, like, make the best of it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, to me, like, having read that, like, at the early stages of the pandemic definitely helps me, like, okay, gotta keep a positive attitude throughout this whole thing, and then we can get through this with our heads held high. And, oh, child coughing, sorry. Anyways, there's my story, and there's the one. I mean, it's happened once or twice before. I think once was about our child, the birth of our oldest daughter, or the conception rather, because it was a dark time for me. And I swear there was one more time, but I can't remember it. So it must not have been significant. But just like, seriously, especially that last one, just really made me go, okay, like, you wanted to tell me something. And I received the message.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you think of that story? Cap or trash? I'm going to call it that until I figure out what the kids say. Hashtag I'm old. No one hashtags anymore.
Oh, are you asking?
Yeah,
you?
I'm asking. You're just staring me down like I'm married to a crazy person.
Again, it's one of those things that it could have been taken as any form of interpretation. Like, yeah, it's crazy that you got a life-altering event that turned out to be COVID and stuff, so that's interesting, but at the same time, like, I don't know if that's,
but okay,
for me, if that would be 100%.
I guess why I bring it up is versus this spread I did tonight where I went out seeking answers to a question, connecting dots, versus that time where I just had this feeling like I just have to read these, like these just, I just keep thinking about them, I just got to do it. I wasn't looking for an answer. I didn't have any question. My question was, what do you want to tell me? Like, what do you want? That was my question. I wasn't seeking for anything, and then it lined up. So that's why I bring it up. Because I get the red car syndrome. You buy a red car, now everyone has a red car. I get that, and that could definitely, tonight's reading could definitely be chalked up to that, but I'm just saying with that last one where I had nothing. I just went in with like, hey, like, you've been on my mind. What do you want to tell me? And then boom, this happened. Does that like sway your meter like a little bit more towards the holy crap? Or are you still like stuck in the middle? I just want to know, what is it going to take to make you go, yeah, this is legit?
I don't know. I would say that I'm still stuck in the middle.
If we got a professional reading by, like, an actual professional, would that solidify it, or?
It might. If they did a reading and everything was 100%. No, I guess it wouldn't have to be 100%. If it was, I'm going to say like 75% accurate, then I would probably be like, okay, there's something to this, even if it's not perfect, you know. But I don't know. I don't know if I would ever like 100% believe it unless I had somebody that just like completely blew me away.
I've never given anyone a reading before. Would you like me to give you a reading?
Sometime, sure.
Want to do it on the show?
Sure.
I mean, it'll be hard because I'm your wife, so I know a lot about you, but I mean...
As long as I don't have to pray to the devil.
No, and I don't pray to the devil. I don't do that. He's not welcome here.
I know.
You were possessed by the devil in my dreams. Maybe I should be suspicious of you.
No, I protect this house. Don't you? Don't
you,
you
do
dare
protect
try.
This house. Thank you. I do. I protect it too.
I know, but I also do a big deal of the protecting.
It needs some physical cleaning at this point. I think spiritually we're good. Not a lot has happened since, you know, the black man in the doorway incident. And if you're offended by that phrase, go back a couple episodes and listen. You'll know what we're talking about. But, yeah, spiritually, I think we're clean. Physically, this house is nasty as hell. And I have swimming lessons tomorrow and grocery shopping, so...
Hey, but I did do a majority of the dishes. So...
Yeah. Yep.
At least you don't have to do as many dishes.
Yeah. I have 15 less dishes to look forward to. Thank you,
well,
Brady.
Typically, going into Monday, it's been sink... overflowing with dishes.
I try not to because I don't want to be like this because I think it's toxic and like you're understanding when I have a bad day, so I need to be understanding when you, but like I just been getting flashbacks of my mom when she like works her weekends and then she'd be like on Mondays be like, what the hell did you guys do all weekend while I was at work? This house falls apart when I'm not here and blah blah blah, and I'm just like getting flashbacks to that and I'm like, I don't want to be like that, but, like, seriously, what the hell happened? Did you throw a party? Like...
No.
Like, oh, man.
So you know this about my personality. I get things that are unpleasant to me, I get them out of the way.
Yep.
So I wake up in the morning, or whatever
feeling
time...
Feeling like P. Diddy.
And... Go to hell for making that reference. I'll say that right now. You know she's not welcome in this house.
I sing her all the time.
But, so, I clean early in the day. So I'm like, okay, Amanda leaves at 3. It's going to be me and the girls until she comes home. And so I just turn on whatever the girls want to watch. Usually it's some Nick Jr. show. Turn that on, and then I just do a quick run through, clean everything up, and then if it happens to get messy through the day, like, so I'll use Friday for example. Friday, I re-cleaned at least the living room and the kitchen. Like, I didn't re-clean the bedroom. So our oldest daughter's bedroom was dirty. The youngest daughter's bedroom wasn't really that bad. But I did not try to clean her room. At all. I was like,
Oh my gosh, is this a cleaning podcast now?
I was like, whatever. And then did the dishes, cleaned the kitchen, cleaned the dining room, and then I cleaned the living room. And then I sat down to play my video game, which I finally beat. And I was just like, geez, that, like, it feels good because I knew I wasn't going to have to clean it in the morning. And then that night, our daughter got sick, threw up, and then we ended up sitting up with her to just take care of her, you know, parent stuff. And then we were both dead in the morning, and I just did not have an ounce of the drive that I had the day before. So the house went to crap, and then Sunday we just didn't do anything. We were out and about all day. So... But I'll help you clean tomorrow when I get home from work, if that makes you happy.
Well, it's going to be late in the day is what I'm saying, because I got swimming lessons, which I completely forgot about. And then I gotta go grocery shopping, which we'll probably come home and nap first. So by the time you get home, we're probably gonna be grocery shopping. So I need to get it clean before 11:30 tomorrow. Then we gotta get ready for swim. And then whatever's not clean, I need to do between like 1 and 3. So hopefully it'll be clean before you get home. But I'm just like stressed looking at this kitchen right now going, I gotta bring dishes or groceries into this and proceed to put them away. Anxiety. Anyways, well, how was our live tarot reading? Would you like more? Never again? McCade, would you want a tarot reading? Tyler, you probably don't listen since you know we worship the devil now. I don't know.
I don't.
Brady's so into it. He was possessed by the devil in my dream last night, so... Anyways. I think that's all from us. I've been Panda.
And I've been Brady.
And we can't wait to talk to you next time.
Love you.